5 weeks from today is Thanksgiving 2020. Wouldn't it be fitting if today we could announce that the outlook of the pandemic for our campus and for New Ulm and our Brown County, Minnesota community is looking so strong that we're going to be able to roll back all the protocols that we followed for the first semester? Well, that's just not how things have been going here of late. Won't be able to say that. 5 weeks from today is Thanksgiving 2020. Wouldn't it be fitting to be able to say that the number of positive test cases on our campus have been so low and the number that need to be quarantined is also so low that we have had such good news to report for Thanksgiving, extra reason. No, that's not been accurate right now either. These last 10 days have been very sobering for our campus community. In fact, a recent collection of positive tests and quarantining those who have been in close contact with them means that we've just announced that one of our dorms is going to be quarantined for the time being. 5 weeks from today is Thanksgiving 2020. Does that mean perhaps Thanksgiving will be canceled? Hardly, of course. First of all, we have the enduring promises of our Savior, of His mercy and forgiveness that know no ending. And it's also been true in this semester that's gone by that we have reason to give thanks for 9 weeks already of face-to-face classes that many colleges and universities have not had any of them. We have reason to give thanks for a student body along with its faculty and staff that's had an opportunity for now over 2 months to grow in maturity in Christ toward the goal of public ministry. We have the reason to give thanks for a faculty that's learning to pivot and to deliver quality academic instruction digitally to those who are in isolation or who are quarantined. 5 weeks from today is Thanksgiving 2020. There's going to be no need to cancel it. For many reasons, in the semester that's now rapidly drawing to a close, and as we anticipate a new semester, we have reason for thanks. And that new semester, there's some information we'd like to share about that. First of all, the protocols that have been in place for the first semester will be continuing into the second. The masking and the social distancing are the ones that are most evident. And while we know that God's arm is not too short, that He could be able to supply a downturn in the pandemic in the months ahead and a vaccine that's safe and available and into arms to help people be immune to the disease, we have no promise from God that that will occur before our second semester gets started or even finishes. Second thing for the new semester, the kind of compressed schedule that we did for this first semester will be repeated pretty closely in the second semester. What does that mean? While student teachers and some athletes will be returning in early January, just as planned, there will be no face-to-face classes for the student body until Monday, January 25th. And as far as breaks during the second semester, that late start means there'll be no typical spring break. Instead, there'll be a couple mini breaks midweek to give the students a bit of a break during that long haul, and then an Easter break, somewhat brief, in early April. Please also remember that all the fall and spring sports teams are going to be having their seasons, God willing, at the same time in the spring, which means many of our athletes will not even be able to go home during the Easter break. We also would let you know that we're working on a plan to provide a room and board reduction in cost for the second semester, since we will be about 3 days short of what it would have been for the second semester. 5 weeks from today is Thanksgiving 2020. During these weeks to come, we hope to provide much more information in video and digital format, posted on the website, for instance, to give you the what does this mean details for the second semester. But as we continue in this semester to bring this one to a close and look forward to a second semester beginning, we do indeed have many reasons for Thanksgiving. May God continue to bless us in this challenging time as a campus family and as those of you watching this who support us from afar. In Christ and in His grace, all of this must continue to serve for our good and the good of those who will be touched by the lives of our students as they carry out gospel ministry.